Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, In the Pool. Words, thoughts, dreams, and fantasies. That is all I have about you, sir. When I touch myself, I think about things you would say to me, such as, you need someone there to take care of you, and my favorite, Salty Vixen. Oh, I know you are aroused. And you know I want you there, my love. My alpha male. You could have me any time. But yet, it was only through sexting and, oh, don't forget, that very hot FaceTime sex session. Oh, yes, I can never forget of me in that chair. Of me doing everything you wanted me to do. Just by your voice, your words. And I hope my stories, well, turn you on the way you always turn me on, sir. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with a full story typed out. Yes, baby. Summer is near, and so is a pool fucking fantasy. Are you ready? Oh, I know you are, baby. Let's begin. The early morning air was crisp and cool with a gentle breeze as I walked into the lap pool area where I go every morning at 6. So I decided, since no one was around, that I would change into my hot pink bathing suit outside instead of inside the locker room. I walked over to the lounge chairs and put my bag down and then took out my bathing suit and then, well, I put it down next to my bag. And I don't wear anything under my clothes when I go to the pool. So all I had to do was, slide off my shorts and shirt and then slip into my suit. I looked around briefly one last time and began to undress. My shorts slid down my hips very slowly and I stepped out of them while slowly pulling off my shirt. Feeling the wind gently blowing my shirt across my nipples. Teasing me. I closed my eyes and finished pulling it off. And as I stood there, naked, with my hazel eyes closed, I thought I heard footsteps. But when I opened my eyes, well, I didn't see anyone. I took my bathing suit and slipped into it and then walked over to the edge of the pool. Yes, oh, at that moment, he walked in. He did not say a word to me, just stared at me, as we have in the past in his office and at the pool. Oh, I slipped into the cool water slowly and watched him as he gazed at the part of my body that met the water as I slid in, yes. He walked over to the lounge chairs, pulled off his white t-shirt, and then walked to the lane next to mine and looked over at me. Oh, I looked up at him and let my gaze drop down his sexy body. And then I pushed off the edge of the pool and did a backstroke to the deep end of the pool as I watched him jump in and warm up. God, he has such a sexy body. Yes. Oh, I waited at the other end of the pool. I knew we were treading on dangerous grounds, but, well, I was too curious to see what would happen. And fuck, I am so horny. I mean, he is my doctor, my alpha male. Yes, I have so many fantasies about him that I want to make a reality, and this one, well, at the pool, has always been a fantasy of mine. When he got to the deep end where I was, he looked over at me and in a husky voice told me that I looked as beautiful changing into my bathing suit as I did last week, lying on his examining table. Oh, doctor, make my fantasy come true, please. He is 51 and I am 44. Oh, but how he makes me so fucking weak. I crossed over into his lane and pushed him off against the wall of the pool and slowly, yes, brought my face close to his. I parted my lips slightly and rested the tip of my tongue, my magical tongue, yes, on my lower pouty lip and watched him do the same as I covered his lips with mine and began to explore his warm, soft mouth, yes. I heard him groan, but barely. And he grabbed the nape of my neck with one hand and began, kissing me eagerly and seductively. Oh, doctor, yes. He turned me around so my back was against the pool wall, and he pushed my thighs open with his knee slowly and slid his hand down the front of my body until he reached my wet pussy mound, which he began to massage through my suit. Oh, yes, doctor. Oh, doctor, yes. I squirmed under his firm touch, and he moaned louder. I could not stand it much longer. I then broke off the kiss, took a deep breath, and went under the water until my face was in front of his, beautiful, hard cock, yes, and gently nibbled on it through his blue swimsuit. I pulled him down and started sucking on him, yes. And grabbed his firm ass to hold me underwater. His hips began thrusting his hard cock into my mouth as my hand massaged his sack. I love fucking his cock with my mouth, yes. Oh God, give me that cock. He pulled me up and I wrapped my legs around his waist while he pulled down the top of my hot pink suit and exposed my double D breast to him. You like that, baby? Yes, that's how big my tits are. And you know this, baby, because you've always seen them. Yes, especially with all those photos I sent to you. Baby. He looked down at them as they gently bobbed up and down in the water and finally brought his mouth over my left nipple. Yes, and sucked it hard. Yes, baby. Yes. Feels good. Doctor, I've been so bad today. He heard me moan. Yes. And felt my hips push into him. And I knew, I was ready for his big cock in my soft, aching, wet, bare pussy, yes. Yes, baby, give me that cock. Will you give it to me? Oh, please, baby. Yes. He reached a hand down and pulled down his trunks enough to release himself from them and pull the crotch on my bathing suit to the side and, skillfully and quickly slid his big, hard cock between my aching pussy lips. I grabbed onto the wall behind me as he grabbed my hips and slowly began to thrust in. All the way out. Parting my pussy lips open. Over and over again. Drive me too close to the edge. Yes, baby. Yes, thrust that hard cock in me. Yes. Yes, baby. Daddy, fuck me. He looked into my eyes and said, I've wanted to feel you for so fucking long. And your pussy, feels better than I thought it would. Better than our sexting adventures and better than our FaceTime sex session. I mean, I've seen your pussy, but man, feeling it? Oh, baby, salty vixen, so fucking hot. Oh, you are so tight, baby. Well, I replied, I fuck you every night in bed without you there. And I know you wanted my pussy. The look you gave me last week on the examining table, gave it away, doctor. I wrapped my legs tighter around his waist, and he began to pump harder, and harder. Yes, 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 fuck me, yes, and faster, and faster. Yes, yes, oh yes, fuck me, baby, fuck. God, I need the cock. Oh God, your cock's amazing. Yes. I began to grind my pussy mound against the base of his cock and drove him so fucking crazy and slowly started to climax. Yes, I'm coming. Yes, yes. He fucked me harder and harder and moaned louder. Yes. Yes, and louder. And I opened my eyes, and just before I was about to come, and he told me he was going to come deep inside me. Fuck me harder, damn it. Fuck me, doctor. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He pumped me so fucking fast and hard. And he came deep inside my aching pussy. Yes. As I came all over his cock. Yes. Yes. After we calmed down, he told me that this was between us and it wasn't over. And then he swam off. I looked up and noticed the pool guy sitting in his chair with his cock in his hand and cum all over his sexy chest. Did you enjoy it? He only shook his head yes. Oh, and doctor, thank you for making my fantasy a reality. We will do it again, baby. And oh yes, I will always be discreet. You have my word, as I've always been discreet with you, sweetie. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, baby. Oh yes, stay wet. Stay salty vexin. Oh yes, goodbye.